This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak to you all. Let us start with the verse of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 3 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, the chapter 5 of the Quran, this day I have perfected your religion. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Very, very well-known verse, and it was said at a very, very prominent, memorable time, historical time rather, and I'm sure many of you have heard of this verse. We want to provide a bit of an exposition and think about this verse today. Firstly, it's very interesting when this verse was revealed. It was revealed during the Asr prayer. During the Asr prayer on a Friday at Arafat, during the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's farewell pilgrimage, the Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then lived for just about less than 3 months after its revelation. And there's some sahih narrations, authentic traditions that tell us that a Jew also told Umar radiallahu anhu that this verse, if it was revealed to the Jews, they would have commemorated it and made it an important day in the life of the community. Like, it is such a landmark verse to complete all the ahkam and all the rulings, and Islam as a faith has become complete. That's what's been declared here. Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes, it has been sent down on a memorable day. So we already know this, that it's been sent down on a memorable day, Friday, day of the pilgrimage. So that is a verse that we're going to have to celebrate basically until the last day, because it's really, really pertinent to our faith. What this verse, the main thing about this verse is, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, which means that today I have completed your religion for you. Ikmal, the kamal of the religion. And what that means essentially is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've completed the religion for you, that means it's completed in every sense. That means that there's no additions, there can't be any additions, and there can't be any deletions. There can't be any reform in that sense, right? So there's no alteration needed, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed it. Allah is the knower of the creation, because He's their creator. He knows. So the Quran is a timeless guidance, and it's been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides His guidance in there. Islam is then a perfect religion. I mean, I know we claim this all the time. Islam is a perfect religion, all-inclusive. It's an all-inclusive faith for its adherence, and it basically caters for all of our needs. In other words, Islam is a totalizing religion. There is a verse, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. That's in the beginning of the third juz of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. There is no compulsion in faith, because guidance and deviance have been made distinct from one another. That basically refers to people entering into Islam. But once you enter into Islam, then as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. O people who believe, enter into Islam wholly and fully. So Islam is a totalizing religion. You can't take parts of it, otherwise you don't get the benefit of Islam. You're Muslim if you just take parts and you don't miss out on some of the most integral aspects. If you miss out an integral aspect, a condition and so on, then of course then you don't get anything, because then we can't be Muslims. But if you believe in the main integrals, but then you don't take it on fully because you just prefer another system or whatever the case is, you have issues with it, then you can't really benefit from Islam fully. This is what a lot of people, they think they can get a benefit of a bit of Islam, and then it might encourage them to benefit from the rest of Islam. But really, Islam, you know, if you want the true benefit of Islam, you have to first make your own sacrifice. You have to make an effort. it. I'll be discussing that in one of the other reflections, inshallah, about efforts for our faith. That is going to be another discussion that we have, inshallah. So, Islam has to be a complete entity because it discusses every aspect of our life. So, for example, I mean, whenever I explain Islam to somebody, I don't start with the five pillars because I think that's very reductionist. That's one aspect of Islam. Five pillars is just really, the five pillars are just one dimension of Islam. And I would say that Islam has at least five dimensions. And the first dimension of Islam is our belief system. What to believe, what to make of this world, the world view, where we came from, where we're going, what's the purpose of this life. All of this is discussed. Mostly, it's all discussed in our aqaid, in our aqidah and theology, in our kalam, in our beliefs subject. Now, once you've recognized what our purpose is, that we're slaves and God is our creator, then the second level of that is then to worship Him. That's when the five pillars come in, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we show our devotion to Him through the five pillars. Right, that's essentially how that's essentially the second dimension. Thereafter, that, you know, we're not some kind of hermits. We're not isolated. We're human beings. We're socially, you know, connected with others. So that means what we have to do then is that we have dealings with other people, interactions with other people. So these are two additional dimensions. The non-contractual interactions that we have, like with our neighbors, with the elderly, with the young, with our family, with the animals, animal kingdom, with the environment, all of this comes in the third dimension. The fourth dimension then is whenever we have something on a more transactional, contractual level, like marriage and divorce, buying and selling, trade, renting, the judicial system, custody issues, all of these kind of things come in, and there's full guidance in that as well. There's nothing that's left. And number five then, what's left? Number five is you come back to our own selves, our inner states. So how we need to control our bad urges, any wickedness that we may hold in our heart, any bad characteristics, any bad feelings, and to essentially replace them with good feelings, with good sentiments, good emotions, good behavior, good characteristics, good conduct. That is very important. That then governs many of the other dimensions. So the belief dimension, devotion dimension, the dealings and contracts, and then the social interactions, and then the inner dimension. This is Islam. It gives you everything. So that's why faith obliges a person, you know, just as it obliges a person to pray five times a day, but it also obliges a person to distribute their inheritance in the correct way, not to cheat others, not to take from others. You know, that is not theirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this a favor. That's the next part of this verse. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I've completed my favor upon you. This is considered a favor. Right, this is considered a favor, and that's why there's another verse which makes it very, highlights this a bit more in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 17. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Essentially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad, they regard as a favor to you that they have embraced Islam. They take it that they favored you by embracing Islam, that they've done you a good turn by accepting Islam. Say that, count not your Islam as a favor to me, but Allah has confirmed a favor upon you, that He has guided you to faith, if you indeed are true. So if your faith is true, then you better understand that this is a gift of Allah. So this is what tells us that if we have Iman today, and you're listening to this today, inshallah, with Iman, this is a gift of Allah. And I thank you, Allah, for this. I thank you, Allah, more than you've given me for anything else. I thank you after my creation. I thank you for the fact that you've given me faith. Otherwise, my creation would have been useless. If I didn't have faith, then what would have been the point of being in the world for a short number of years, and then after that having to suffer for eternity? So thank you, Allah. Allah blesses men, Allah blesses people, men and women, with faith. This is not something that you can just get by your intelligence or just by being knowledgeable about things. You can't attain faith. There's been many, many very intelligent people in recent times. There are currently intelligent people. They've been in the past. They did not have faith, right? They just missed the obvious truth. They focused on too many other realities or research. They did not get the ultimate truth of the next world. That requires a certain perspective to get to the next world, right? And very few people are focused on that today. Some of the most glaring examples of this are certain offsprings and or parents even of prophets who were the lamps of guidance. So for example, you've got the son of Nuh alayhi salam. His story is well known. That's a glaring example. Another one is Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's father. We should rejoice about this favor that has been conferred upon us. And this has been a favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been providing whenever, you know, every prophet came and people believed in him. And thus in our ummah, it's from the companions until every Muslim that's born until last day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this. And subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to more people. Allah's favors are obviously numerous. I mean, not only did he bestow Islam upon us, but that he then helped us also to discern him and understand him. He then gave us the ability not to bow down before false and worthless gods, right? He gave us a purpose in life. We've got a reason to, yes, we have a struggle. You know, it's difficult sometimes, but at least we've got a purpose in life. There's a reason why we do things. There's also a reason why we may undergo some suffering. We've got a worldview about these things. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also promises, with all of these struggles and difficulties and strictures and rigors, Allah promises us for entitlement of His bounties also in the hereafter. And they're going to be even greater bounties. That if a person has bounties in this world, they'll have greater bounties in terms of paradise and meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Now let me mention another verse to you. In Surah Ali Imran, verse 103 this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنتُمْ على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, and remember Allah's favor on you. There's a number of places Allah mentions this. For you were enemies one to another, but He joined your hearts together so that by His grace you became brethren. Most specifically, I mean, Aus and Khazraj, they were enemies, although they were from the same families. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reconciled them and they became one unit. And you were on the brink of a pit of fire and He saved you from it. Thus Allah makes His signs clear to you so that you may be guided. Now that verse is telling us about bounty. Then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the same point to the Ansar and mentioned the bounty that Allah had given them, the Ansar said, undoubtedly Allah and His Messenger have done a big favor on us. They recognize the favor. If you don't recognize the favor, then you know, you wonder where the faith is, right? Because faith is a favor at the end of the day. Another verse in Surah Ali Imran is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Just one verse before the previous one, 102, verse 102 of Surah Ali Imran, Allah says, O believers, fear Allah as He should be feared, not in your way only, but how He should be feared, how He's entitled to it. And die not except in the state of Islam. Die not except in the state of Islam. Now if a person doesn't want to die except in the state of Islam, they better be careful. Because the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that sometimes a person is a believer in the morning, but by the evening they've lost their faith because they've indulged themselves in something. That's why we must be careful. May Allah keep us on Islam. This is actually something that, I mean, the prophets were concerned about. So that's why even on the deathbeds, the Prophet Ibrahim ﷺ and Yaqub ﷺ, this is what they say to their heirs. their inheritors, their children. Right? This is what they're saying. You learn about this in verse 132 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion. Then die not except in the faith of Islam. May Allah allow us that same thing for us, and may we also be able to guide our children in that same regard. The only way we're going to get this is if we lead our life as Muslims. Then we can die in a state of faith, because death can overtake us at any time. People come back from the gym and they die. Subhanallah. So we need to be in a state. We can't be procrastinating. We can't be deferring this. We're going to do our hajj, you know, we're going to become right, we're going to start practicing, we're going to start making up for our prayers, we're going to start praying, we're going to start covering. We need to start doing it. So that's why it's essential that our belief system, our beliefs are correct, our customs and our social life and our surroundings become Islamic. If we've got friends that are not Islamic in the sense that they're not assisting us, in fact, they're debilitating us. We've got other brothers and sisters who are not practicing and they're holding us back. Then we need to make a move and we need to get ahead. We can't wait for people. You know, inshallah, we can take people, but we can't be, brought down by people. That's very important. That's why in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, if you're trying to find a way other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him. And in the hereafter, this person will be of the losers. That's verse 85 of Surah Ali Imran. So that's why, against the backdrop of all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares the verse that we started with in Surah Al-Ma'idah,
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
Subhanallah, what a beautiful way that stated. That this is the day I've perfected your religion for you. This day I've perfected the religion for you. I've completed my favor upon you. And I've chosen for you Islam as your religion. And it's clear that if somebody doesn't accept the favors that have been given to them, then they're being ungrateful. And we don't want to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because kufr is ingratitude of the highest level. Kufr literally means ingratitude on a minor level, on a major level, right? That's why the message is loud and clear from this verse. In our beliefs, in our morals, in our manners, in our social lives, in what we eat, in how we dress, in how we behave, in how we interact, in what we take, even from our maybe Muslim cultures, or civilizations, we must be guided by the Quran. Not every aspect of our culture is Islamic, even though it's a Muslim culture as such, culture that is followed by Muslims. There's a lot of foreign things, non-Islamic things that come into our culture. That's why take the best of your culture, value the best of your culture, but take away the bad of your culture. And we must stop imitating. We must stop imitating that which is incorrect, which is wrong. Right? We must stop imitating that the way of the people who do not have God, who do not have faith. We must stop doing that. Islam is totalizing. Islam is there for every place. A lot of the time we just don't know what it is and what's required from us, and that's why we're ignorant and we think Islam doesn't have an answer. Alhamdulillah, in our life that's we try to find it. We make mistakes as well, right? We are weak in many cases, but alhamdulillah, you know, we take pride in Islam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that from us. Oh Allah, thank you for allowing us to be Muslim, and thanks for this gift that you have bestowed upon us, and may you never allow us to be ungrateful for this. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essential Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.